What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're driving around the DMV and you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can always rewind, pause the show, run some errands, then pick up right where you left off. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. The Washington Commanders have released the report for today. They have declared the following players will not participate. So we can give you breaking news for the 15 players that will not participate in the 12 noon kickoff against the Detroit Lions. It's breaking news here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. The official Commanders website releases the following 15 names. Running back Rashad White, out. Quarterback Marcus Mariota. Running back Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. That's an interesting one. More on that later. Cornerback Trey Amos. Running back Jeremy McNichols. Edge rusher Kalavon Chaisson. Linebacker Jordan McGee. Center Nick Allegretti. Tackle Laremy Tunsil. Edge rusher Dietrich Wise. Edge rusher Dorrance Armstrong. Tackle Daron Payne. Tackle Johnny Newton. Tackle Tim Settle. And edge rusher Adafe Owe. That's breaking news. According to the official Commanders website, the following 15 players that I just named will not participate in today's preseason game. But that does tell you that Jaden Daniels will play. Terry McLaurin will play. Stephon Diggs will play. Chig Okonkwo will play. We will have a lot of the starters out there offensively for the Washington Commanders. That's breaking news here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. So there it is. The moment we were waiting for. If you pulled over to the side of the road, you can let out a cheer, a scream, a roar. Jaden Daniels will suit up for the Washington Commanders. It is now officially official. He will participate in the team's preseason game against the Detroit Lions. That'll fire you up on a Saturday morning. All right, it's official. We know Jaden Daniels will be out there. How long should he play? That's the next part of this conversation. 1-800-636-1067. I want to see him put points on the board. I could be fine with settling for a field goal, but if you get stuffed at the goal line on the first drive, I'd like to see him do a second one to try to punch it in for 7. He will not have a starting running back, though, Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Remember, this was kind of a talking point over the last 24 hours. Did he get slightly injured on practice on Thursday? It looks like they're going to be extra cautious with him and others. I mean, I wasn't really surprised about anybody on this list outside of Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Maybe Daron Payne? But probably not, because he was added to the injury list late last week. I mean, all these guys that are here on this will not participate list had already suffered some kind of an injury. Rashad White was the hamstring injury. Need him during the regular season, so I'm totally okay with them being extra cautious about this with him. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, I didn't even really know he was hurt. We just heard that Grant Poulsen and others had seen him get tweaked slightly at the end of practice. Jeremy McNichols, long-term injury. Trey Amos did not practice. Chaisson did not practice. McGee's dealing with, I believe, a shoulder injury from last game. So none of these guys are really that much of a surprise, except for maybe Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, and I understand them being extra cautious. So offensively, of the starting 11, you will see, you're going to see 4 of the 5 starting offensive linemen. Just Nick Allegretti is out because we already knew Tunsil was going to be out. They've already committed to Brandon Coleman at starting tackle. So of the offensive 11, you're getting 9 of the 11. I think that's very smart. I really do. And I think this was the right decision to make. Obviously, hindsight's 20/20. Pray to God that nothing happens to Jaden Daniels, but there is a risk anytime you put your quarterback out there, but you can't play scared. You cannot play, scared of an injury. So I like Jaden. We'll get some reps. I like that, 4 of the 5 offensive linemen will be out there with him. I wish Bill was out there, but it looks like I think Katron Allen then would be in line to get the start. On the outside, it'll be McLaurin and Diggs, and we'll be honestly very interesting to see if they go 3 wide receivers, who's that third receiver? From what I saw at training camp, I would expect it to be Treylon Burks first, and Luke McCaffrey would be the second opportunity. And that's because I think Burks can be left alone on an island on one side. and you can kind of trust that he'll win or give you a chance to make a spectacular catch like he did last year. Luke, I'm not sure that they can really trust him on the island like that. I think they like him more in the slot. And the nice thing is Stephon Diggs can play anywhere, and they have been able to move Terry McLaurin around more this season. Defensively, we're really not going to see close to the starting 11. Am I that concerned about that? No, because these injuries are something you have to be extra cautious about, especially for Kalyvon Chaisson and Adafe Owe. As soon as they were out, like Tuesday, I knew they were going to be out Saturday. The tackle position's interesting now, right? Because there's no Johnny Newton, and now today there's no Daron Payne. So we're going to see a lot of Shy Tuttle, Byron Cowart, Maurice Hurst II. Charles Emenyehu has been a much better piece at training camp than I expected. So I think it's good that we'll see him with Kinlaw today, and then you'll get some chances for Josh Josephs, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who does look bigger and stronger this year at training camp, to get some opportunities to rush the passer. Looks like you'll get your linebackers, which I'm very excited about because we had not seen Frankie Louvu, right? We will see Sonny Styles with Leo Chenal. Corners, you're still missing Amos, but I'm not too confident that Amos will be here for Philadelphia. Like, he has not had a training camp. He has not had a training camp. You cannot argue he's had a training camp. He got hurt right away, and then he came back. He also missed the start of training camp. I mean, I kind of think you're going to go into Philadelphia, and there's a chance it's Mikey Sainristil, Meek Robertson, and Rasul Douglas. I think that's solid. I don't think it's elite at all. I don't think it's great. You need Trey Amos to get himself back here, but you'll see at least most of the guys that will probably end up starting against Philly in the secondary, and that safety battle will be just so interesting to watch. Again, last year, Quan Martin was the starter and Jeremy Reeves was competing for a backup. Will Harris was the starter. Now, Nick Cross and Jeremy Reeves are the starters with Will Harris and Quan Martin competing for that backup role, and they're being pushed by Percy Butler and Tyler Owens, who Coach Quinn really likes from what they can do in the special teams. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Luke in D.C., Luke, you wanted to see Jaden play. You're going to get to see Jaden Daniels play today. Luke, you're on the fan with AWOD.
I really wanted Jaden to play. I was scared, really scared that they wouldn't play him because of their, the Skins are very money ball. They're a money ball team, so they're very analytically driven. So they, I was worried they weren't going to play him because they're afraid of they're using numbers. But I'm so glad they're playing him. I want them to play him until he scored the touchdown. I know you said a field goal would be good, but I want to see a touchdown, man. I want to see 6 points on the board. And also, what I was going to mention too, I need to see the defense make a stop on the first drive because Doc always says this, he was saying all week that last week should not be tolerated. He said all week, he said last week should not be tolerated because that was unsatisfactory with how our defense played.
I'm with you, Luke. Good call, man. And look, let me just chime in on the defense because you're so right. It was unacceptable after dominating the Miami Dolphins in the joint practice. Reach out to Dolphins reporters. They say, bad day at the office for the Fins on both sides of the ball. We dominated. And then the game got here, and we didn't play with the same aggression. We didn't play with the same urgency. We weren't downhill and in their face. We didn't create the turnover right away, right? And so that's why I started the show with my opinion that today, actually, as much as I want to see Jaden, and I'm so excited we're going to see Jaden, just made my weekend, really did. This game actually, to me, means more for the defense. I need to see the improvements on the defensive side of the ball. Even though Detroit's not going to go with their full starters here, this is our opportunity to get a big stop, get some momentum defensively, because it felt like against the Dolphins, it was literally their ones against kind of our twos. Well, today might be more of our ones against their twos offensively against our defense. So this means we have got to make some big plays, get a stop, maybe create a turnover, but certainly hold the damn Lions from scoring on their opening drive. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. The breaking news, the Commanders released 15 players will not participate against the Lions. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt's the only really surprise to me on that list, but Jaden Daniels will play. He's not included on the inactive list, which means we'll see Jaden for at least a series, maybe two drives, maybe a quarter. I mean, heck, if this was the old school preseason game number three, we might see him for a half, but I doubt that will happen. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at them here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital just after 10:15. You're on a Saturday, August 22nd. It's a game day. Under 2 hours from kickoff, and the Commanders announced Jaden Daniels will have his starting wide receivers with them today. Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, Stephon Diggs. And Stephon Diggs will wear number 3. Now, the Commanders made it very clear that is not his official number. All right, that is not Stephon Diggs' official number. And they said it will not be announced until after roster cutdowns. But he will wear number 3 today. I'm digging it for Stephon Diggs. Looking like Iverson out there running routes for the Washington Commanders. And I do want to focus in for a second on my prediction for Stephon Diggs and Terry McLaurin, because I just don't think we've had legit 1A and 1AA receivers like this since Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. And even though those two guys were great with Kirk Cousins, I think this duo could be even better. And I do think that around the NFC, everybody's improved. It's been an arms race at wide receiver, right? And Dallas loves George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. With Diggs and McLaurin, I think our 1-2 punch can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the National Football League. That's how confident I am in those two guys. Stephon Diggs is a proven veteran coming out for the 1,000-yard season. And, oh, yeah, I think you're taking the braces off of him and letting him fly now that he's a full season and a half removed from that injury that knocked him out in the Texans when he was playing with the Texans. So he's coming off of a great season, made it all the way to the Super Bowl, has a lot of confidence. I think his body's looking like it's in, you know, much better shape than it probably was last year. The speed is unbelievable. The hands are awesome. He just snatches that thing out of thin air. And McLaurin, this is a very determined Terry McLaurin. Like, Terry McLaurin told several reporters, I forget who it was, there was a national, I think it was Mike Jones, was coming to Football Fest next weekend, told Mike Jones, last year was the hardest year of his life. And reading between the lines, it felt like to me, Terry McLaurin got paid and almost deep down in his mind felt like he had to prove that he belonged, that he deserved to get paid. And that's why he went out there and tried to deliver and then got hurt and then tried to rush himself back from injury, because he is such a team-friendly guy and he's such a great leader and such a great human being. Literally, everybody that talks to Terry McLaurin loves him, right? And so when you think about how he knows he caused drama last offseason, he knows that. I would blame his agent. I'll continue to blame his agent for the failures last year, right? That dude wanted to get paid because Terry's his best client, all right? It just completely screwed up the vibes of last year. But you know Terry McLaurin felt deep down a little bit of blame for the bad vibes last year and how the season evaporated right in front of them, right? With the losing streak and the injuries. And so I think we're getting an ultra-motivated Terry McLaurin who looks to be in great shape. And now, for the first time in his career, he's got a legit wide receiver 1AA on the other side. And from, you know, not supposed to talk about the formations the Commanders have been running at training camp, but I'll tell everyone that Stephon Diggs and Terry McLaurin are going to be a dynamic duo, and it could even be with 3 or even 4 receivers out there on the field. I just love McLaurin and Diggs next to each other. I think they play off each other. I think they run routes to help the other guy get open. I cannot wait to see them in the regular season. We'll get a taste of that today. I think, hey, Jaden needed weapons. We all know he needed weapons. And you can get mad at Adam Peters because he swung and missed on Alec Pierce and Romeo Doubs. I think the way he played it out, and we're paying Diggs, what, $12 million, whatever it is, compared to $30 for Pierce, who's injured, and $20 for Doubs, and we got the better receiver of the three? I think things worked out perfectly. Maybe I wouldn't have taken the same approach. I think the only thing he did wrong was you probably could have signed Stephon Diggs 3 weeks before that, so he had a full training camp. But he has had a full 2 weeks of practice, and now he'll get his first game alongside Jaden Daniels. So I'm just super excited about what that wide receiver duo can do this season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Dominic in Tampa, Florida. Dominic, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, so obviously I'm like you. I'm excited when the news broke about Jaden Daniels. But what I will say is I actually, you know, want to see them play longer than a series or two. You know, I want to see them play at minimum a quarter because, you know, we saw what happened last year, you know, when they barely played last year. They just looked like, especially early, they just never looked in sync. They never looked like they got into a rhythm. You know, I get the whole thing about injuries and everything, but you know this. No matter any time you step onto a football field, whether it's practice, whether it's a scrimmage, whether it's a game, you're always going to risk injury no matter what. So you got to keep that out of your head. I mean, who's to say that today, let's say their first drive, they go three and out. And then in the second drive they play, yeah, they get a first down, but then they're punting. I mean, do we feel confident after that, you know, right, that we're going into Philadelphia?
And Dominic, so based on what you're saying, I want to say this. We view Jaden Daniels as a guy that can be one of the elite, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever from what he's done his rookie year. What will all the greats tell you? Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes want to play in the preseason, and they want to play multiple games and multiple drives. So Jaden should also.
100%. 100%. That's why I'm not, you know, I don't want to see just a series or two. I want to see a quarter. I want to see, I'll even be happy, like what you said before the break, I'll even be happy with a whole half. I think they need it because they're probably not going to play the following week, you know? So they need to get a rhythm. They need to get chemistry. You need to do it in game live action. So that's just my opinion. I hope it happens, but I'm happy to see the first team, you know, offense regardless. But I want to see them actually get into a real groove and rhythm going into Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, good call, Dominic. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We got AWOD Army members coast to coast. Dominic calling in from Tampa, Florida. And look, for Jaden Daniels here, I want to see him get his rhythm. I want to see the timing. I want to see him connect with his weapons at wide receiver. I want to see him look sharp in the play-action rollout that we're probably going to see a lot of in this regular season. But, like, here's a big reason why I want to see Jaden Daniels out there today and look good is this is a guy that's got to get the rhythm going again, right? Like, last year was so much stop and start, stop and start. So I want to see him get the rhythm going in the game. I will say, though, like, he did take a lot of reps at practice this week, and I kind of think I'm going to be the one that says this. Marcus Mariota getting hurt was a blessing in disguise. What, AWOD? What did you – Marcus Mariota getting hurt, but for the length of the injury that should have him ready for the regular season, so it's not going to cause any disruption there, was a blessing in disguise. More teams should do what Washington was forced to do. On Tuesday, Jaden Daniels took all the reps with the ones, and then – in came in Jaylen Lane, Treylon Burks, Antonio Williams, Luke McCaffrey, and Jaden Daniels took all the reps with the twos, right? And it was like, you know, he had basically 15 or 20 plays on 11-on-11 on Tuesday, and then again on Wednesday in a padded practice, a heavier practice, a longer practice, Jaden took all the ones. Then he went back down the field and took all the reps with the twos. And there was a point at practice on Wednesday where Jaden Daniels took a knee and was sitting there with his helmet, and it just looked like he was visibly exhausted for the first time all training camp. And it's probably because, yeah, he just went right down the field with the ones and then right down the field with the twos, and he's tired as hell. And you know what? I love that. I love that. More teams should do what Washington was forced to do, where you give your young quarterback all the reps, because you know what's going to happen in the regular season. You know what? It's not going to be Marcus Mariota hopefully throwing the ball to Luke McCaffrey and Treylon Burks. It's going to be Jaden Daniels when Diggs and McLaurin need a break, a second. So, yes, I love that he took so many reps with the ones and the twos this week at practice, and now you're going to get to do it in a game situation in this preseason game against Detroit. Then you're going to turn around and do it again against a good Baltimore team and the Ravens in a joint practice. Yeah, we're really ramping things up for Jaden to get off to a good start this season, and I love that. There's no more excuses because he is going to play today. It's A-Wad on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll take more of your calls next on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Phone lines are open here on a Commanders game day, 12 noon kickoff in Detroit, Ford Field against the Lions. Jaden Daniels will play. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. You could tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Mark tweets me, AWOD, love your excitement, but tap the brakes a little bit on Terry and Diggs. They are threes in Dallas. We'll see this season. I mean, believe me, I like what Dallas has a wide receiver with CeeDee Lamb and Jordan Pickens. And I like Pickens more than Lamb. But I honestly believe with Terry and Diggs and Jaden Daniels throwing it to them, that's the other factor in here, that Washington might have the best or towards the top of the list in terms of 1-2 punches. You can have a better one, right? Like Jamar Chase. I just think Diggs is better than almost every two that's out there. And from what I saw at training camp, I think we're going to get more of like a 2023-2022 version of Diggs when, you know, Josh Allen was MVP. Because I don't think there's going to be much of a snap count issue like there was last year when he only played 55% of the snaps for New England because he was working his way back from injury. LifeWave tweets me, AWOD, let's be smart. We don't need to see Jaden for a whole quarter. Look, this is the ramp it up period that Dan Quinn talked about, right? Like I said last segment, he took a lot of reps on Tuesday, a lot of reps on Wednesday. He should get at least a series, maybe two today. And then he'll get probably 15 plays of 11-on-11 in the joint practice against the Ravens, all right? And so when you consider all of that, it's like 40 snaps in the last 2 weeks here for Jaden, really ramping it up to get ready for the regular season to make sure this team gets off to a faster start than they did last season. I want to go back to the inactive list, right? We talked about who's playing, who's not on the list. Jaden Daniels will play. Stephon Diggs will play. Chig will play. Terry McLaurin. Let's get back to the list and discuss those that are out. Running back, Rashad White. Now, this guy is really going to be a big, impactful piece in my mind for this offense. In the first 2 weeks of training camp, I thought he really did pop with plays out of the backfield and just like the Austin Eckler type things of turning a 2-yard play into an 8-yard play. Then Dan Quinn said he suffered a hamstring injury in either the joint practice with the Dolphins or the preseason game. I thought he was out there last Tuesday and then missed Wednesday and Thursday, and that's why you're going to see him not play today on the inactive list. But Dan Quinn talked about how he's one of those guys that's itching to get back out there. So I don't think this is anything to be concerned about. Marcus Mariota being out, like I'm saying, blessing in disguise. It gives you more Jaden reps at practice. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt being out, I'm not happy about that. We kind of saw that coming. Grant Paulson reported that there was a slight tweak at practice. You want to be extra cautious because he's the team's starting running back. And the way he played at training camp, I think he's going to get a ton of carries. I think there's going to be plays in which they keep him in on third downs because they trust his hands out of the backfield. So next man up, no Rashad White, no Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Running back three should be Catron Allen. The rookie should be in line to get the start today, or it would be Robert Henry Jr. Cornerback Trey Amos out. Not a surprise, but certainly starting to concern me, right? Because he hasn't had any of a training camp, right? We were on air before training camp started when it was announced that he would start on the PUP list, and everybody was freaking out. And I said, calm down. It's a long training camp. But now it's August 22nd. We've seen Amos for like a day. I'm starting to get concerned because I think the plan was for him to be CB1. How can you be CB1 if you're not out there? So everybody moves up a spot, right? And so my concern level on Trey Amos is probably an 8 out of 10. Running back Jeremy McNichols, it sucks because it does look like he might start the season on the injured list, might have to miss the first 4 weeks. Dan Quinn pointed to it is more of a longer-term thing with a quad. Kalyvon Chaisson, not concerned, need him for the regular season. Same with Adafe Owe. Jordan McGee is interesting because that linebacker room is now a lot deeper, right? He's competing with not just like Kane Medrano, but now Leo Chenal and Sonny Styles and Frankie Louvu. And I thought there's going to be a spot on the roster for him on special teams, but he's got to get healthy for that to happen. Nick Allegretti being out, concern levels probably an 8 out of 10, and it's because I don't like the backup at all. I just don't think Julian Good-Jones is good enough. It's unfortunate because he's a really nice guy, and he works hard. He's got great work ethic. The teammates like him. You can see him dancing with the teammates when they score. I had a good conversation with him about he's trying to get better and better every single day. He's working with the veterans to try to get him to play at the best of his abilities. I just don't think he's a starting center in the NFL. And so if Allegretti continues to be out, I expect another center to be brought in next week. Tunsil, no surprise. Wise, no surprise. Armstrong, no surprise. Payne showed up on the injury list. But now you're starting to look really thin at D-tackle with no Payne, no Newton, still no Tim Settle. It's just Javon Kinlaw and Charles Emenyehu there for the Commanders. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to John in Newburgh. John, you're on the fan with AWOD.
How you doing, Adam?
Happy game day.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I'm happy for you that this is the first time in years, that the wide receiver room is settled, and I know you got to be happy about that. You know, most of the time we're standing by waiting for you to almost dedicate a whole show to the wide receiver room. But I just want to tell you that I'm happy for you that everything's settled and you don't have nothing to worry about.
Hopefully. We need the guys to stay healthy, John. But when you think back to 2024 and Jaden on all the success with Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown and Noah Brown, and of course Terry McLaurin had that, you know, franchise great season. But now the impact of Stephon Diggs is huge. Plus, I don't think it's being talked enough about how much of Chig is going to be an impactful player in the passing game. Well, also, maybe Sinnott's involved because the play action will use the tight ends. Maybe it's John Bates being more of a pass catcher this year because he's such a good blocker. That could confuse some people. And Luke McCaffrey and Treylon Burks will push for playing time. And so, you know, about this time a month ago, it was Terry and Burks and Terry and Luke, and it was not good enough. Right. And Diggs is just such a major – everything that I expected from Diggs to – he has blown me away. He's surpassed my expectations already at training camp.
But anyway, I'm just so happy that, you know, it does look a lot better than the prior years. And
yeah.
I'm just happy that that's working out for you like that.
Yep. Less Chris Moore is good for this team. AWOD Radio.
The whole thing, I had to talk my neighbors into donating their jerseys to charity. But, you know, that's so hopefully we don't have to deal with that anymore.
Absolutely. Love hearing from you, John. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go one more. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on the fan with AWOD.
How you doing, AWOD? What's going on, buddy?
Mark in Largo with the Mark in Largo show. What are you laughing about, man?
Because I know I'm not even going to mention it today, man. You're the VP of the you-know-what. But look, I'm like you. I'm more concerned about the defense. I would like, in fact, if they win the toss, I would love to see Dan Quinn defer just to see what this defense looks like. I think the offense is going to be fine with Jaden out there. And I know Detroit's going to be coming because you remember the last time Jaden was over there, he put up 45 on him. And that you know, whether this is a preseason game or not, a lot of Detroit fans remember that, and they're never going to get that out of their heads and stuff. But I will say this. I think Jaden puts up a good show, gets a touchdown pass, and I think the defense plays well. And I think we go in waiting to Philly 3 weeks from tomorrow. And we'll be ready for Philly. We'll be ready for Dallas and be ready for Seattle.
Good call, Mark.
I'm not going to mention the other thing because I know you want me to. I know you do.
I'm not going to start any fights with you, Mark. Good call, man. I appreciate it. We'll hear from you again next Saturday, of course. But here's one thing I will say about, like, so we're going to see Jaden. We're going to see Diggs. We're going to see Terry. I think Luke McCaffrey has had a strong training camp, and he's really coming for that wide receiver 3 spot. The problem is it's very competitive. Like, this is going to be an important preseason game for every wide receiver that's on this roster because there are 8 guys competing for maybe six, maybe seven spots. And I think all eight probably would have made the roster next year. I'll start at like eight right now. Van Jefferson, what does he give? Consistency. He's a deep ball threat. He's got speed. He's a veteran that runs sharp routes. I think he's at wide receiver eight right now. At seven, at seven's probably Antonio Williams and Jalen Lane just because they're so young, but they're not going to get cut. And so you look at, like, those guys are going to make the roster. Does that mean De'Ami Brown could be in trouble or Treylon Burks could be in trouble? I do think it could be Treylon Burks, De'Ami Brown competing for one spot. And I also think there's a chance that Van Jefferson gets cut. So you look at the six receivers could be McLaurin, Diggs, Luke, that's three. Lane and Williams are locked in my mind, that's five. And so it could come down to Treylon Burks versus De'Ami Brown. I think Burks maybe had a De'Ami had a better start to training camp, Burks with the injury right on the second day. And then Burks came back, and I really thought he looked strong. I'm going to give the nod to Burks right now, but I think De'Ami has an opportunity, and he has that relationship with Jaden Daniels in his favor. It's just like that is night and day from last season or 2 years ago in terms of the last wide receiver spot is between two guys that could be impactful players on the team this season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD Radio on the Fan. Happy game day! What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Just after 10:45, this is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're enjoying the show, you can catch me Monday through Friday during the week on 910 The Fan in Richmond from 12 to 3. Just search 910 The Fan or AWOD Radio on the Odyssey app. A little bit later, I want to try to reminisce with you guys because it really was the greatest game of my lifetime. What do you remember about Washington at Detroit? What was that, January of 2025, I think? We'll get into that a little bit later. David Harrison will join us at 11 a.m., Commanders writer and reporter for WUSA9 and host of Locked On Commanders. But now that we know Jaden Daniels will play and we know which of the starters will be out there for Washington, what will we be watching for? What will you be watching for? What will I be watching for? 1-800-636-1067. Number one for me, like, obviously, Jaden's going to be number one for a lot of people. Number one for me, it's Sonny Styles. It's the new linebackers, Leo Chenal, and oh yeah, now with Frankie Louvu in more of a leadership role. I've been talking about this defense, right? The defensive side of the ball. I want to see the defense get a stop. I want to see the defense get a stop. And so, number one for me is these new linebackers, Styles, Chenal, and Louvu in this newer role. Number two, it's not just Jaden Daniels, but it's the protection he gets from four of the five starters playing on the offensive line. Coleman on one side, Connerly on the other side. How are they looking against the quick rush, right? Cannot get beat quick at the tackle position. At guard, Cosme. Are we going to get the game wrecker Sam Cosme? Or are we going to get a different version of Sam Cosme like we got in 2025? I need him to get back to a Pro Bowl level to lead this offensive line with no Tunsil. Paul on the other side. And we'll see Julian Good-Jones or Matt Golbin at center. Number three, what do I want to see that now that we know Jaden Daniels will be playing? It's the wide receiver depth. Like, obviously, we talked about I want to see Diggs create an explosive play, Chig with an explosive play, McLaurin make a play. But I'm very interested to see who pops between Luke McCaffrey, Treylon Burks, Antonio Williams, Jalen Lane, De'Ami Brown and Van Jefferson. It's a very competitive wide receiver room, one that Dan Quinn's very confident about because he believes, like, 1-8, we've got NFL talent at wide receiver compared to what we had last season. Another thing I want to see is Josh Dobbs will be the starting quarterback for the Lions, and Dobbs, the Pastronaut, right? He's been a quality backup for a while. He can sling it. He can throw. He can move around the pocket. Should be a good test for our secondary in passing plays. I want to see Sandrisdale Robertson step up in deep passes down the field. And number five is our starting kicker convert from 50-plus yards, right? Now that we know Jaden will play, hopefully the offense will be able to move the ball on the first drive. Maybe they get to the end zone. If they get stopped short, I want to see the new kicker, Drew Stevens, now kick with a lot of confidence given that he has been named the starting kicker for the Washington Commanders. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We've got Park in Alexandria. What's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
For me, it's Jaden 1, 2, and 3 because, you know, everybody's talking about, like, the different position groups and how they expect them to be better. But, you know, Jaden wasn't out for the entire season last year. And I may be misremembering, but when he was in, I don't remember him being a world beater. So I have, like, sort of a feeling in a pit in my stomach that I don't know what to expect, to be honest. And I'm hoping it's something positive, but I think we need to be more concerned about Jaden.
I think you're right. No, I think you're right. A lot of people are almost, it feels like, scared to say negative things about Jaden Daniels. All right? I love Jaden Daniels. I will defend Jaden Daniels. If you think the jokes about five are funny, this show's not for you. You're the same idiot that thought that 6'7 was funny. 6'7 is not a funny joke. Next thing you're going to tell me that you find out 7, 8, 9. Ha, ha, ha. The five jokes are not funny. But he definitely did regress a little bit last season. To me, it was because he was putting too much pressure on himself, looking up the scoreboard, down 17-3, down 20-10. And he tried to do too much. But the stats are there. Kurt Warner did a whole video last year where he pointed to, like, there were plays in which last year Jaden tried to do too much when guys were open underneath. And so you're right to say, like, Jaden is everything. We need to see him look good. And I will say this to you, man. The Jaden I saw at training camp this year, so good. I mean, I've been telling everyone, there's not 10 quarterbacks better than Jaden Daniels in the NFL. From the quarterback that I've seen at training camp this year, he's sharp, he's accurate, he's on the move, he's precise, he's in rhythm, and his speed is the ultimate game changer, man.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Thank you. Thank you for giving me some hope.
Yep. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. 1067. Like, and look, with Jaden Daniels being everything for a lot of this fan base, I totally understand that, because there's certain teams where it feels like their franchise revolves around the quarterback, their season revolves around the quarterback. Like, I can name three right away: Josh Allen with the Bills, Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. Those three teams lose their starting quarterback, they lose games.
Got to throw Joe Burrow in there, too.
Oh, come on now. I'm not throwing Joe Burrow in there. Everybody overhypes Joe Burrow.
Do you think the Cincinnati Bengals are winning anything without him, though?
No, but even with him, they haven't made the playoffs. I mean, I can't believe they didn't fire their coach. That's a crime that they've kept that loser with Joe Burrow during his prime season.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think a lot of that's on their defense, but yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that, too. But, like, so everything revolves around Jaden here. We know that. But I would say this. I think Adam Peters has put a lot of pieces in place so that – and now with Marcus Mariota getting hurt, kind of, you know, it's hard to say this, but I believe if Jaden Daniels didn't play this season, we would finish with more than 5 wins because we're a lot more talented at every other position. So, obviously, knocking on wood, I want Jaden to play 17. But, like, my whole point is – if Marcus Mariota was forced to play and he's healthy, we have more weapons at receiver. We have more depth at every position, including tight end. We're better on defense. We should be able to have a better season than we did last year. But like, this is going to be a big game for everybody because of the fact that with 3 preseason games, that third game really is about, it feels like, number 50 to 55, right, of a 53-man roster. Today's game, you will see, you know, of the 22 starters, you'll see, I think, like 15 of them, right, which is a pretty good number. But to me, this game is all about those guys between numbers 22 and number 44, right, the full backup 22, the backup 11 on offense, the backup 11 on defense. And that was the big, big issue in 2025 in my mind. 2024, we stayed healthy, right? Everything was great. 2025, the injuries piled up, and the backups were not ready to play at that level. We did not have the depth, and I believe we have the depth now. And so today's game, to me, I love to see Jaden, super excited to see Diggs, who'll be wearing number 3. We broke that news earlier today, Commander's release. That's not his official number, but it is what he will wear today. Looking like Iverson out there catching passes, Stephon Diggs, Terry McLaurin, Chigakonkwo, right? But to me, this is all about the 2s and the 3s competing for that full backup 11 on both sides of the ball. Man, 22-44. That third preseason game will be about the final roster spots. This one's all about developing quality backups at every single position. It's A-Wad here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We got the Power Hour coming up next, taking you up to 12 noon. That's when the Commanders will kick off with the Detroit Lions. David Harrison covers the Commanders for WUSA 9 and Locked On Commanders. He joins us next on The Fan.